Self-righteous means to be right without God. Self-important is being important in and of yourself without God. Self-acknowledging is being acknowledged without God. Self-confirming, being confirmed without God. The common thread in those is the word self and the phrase without God. But with the Lord, the God of everlasting love, there is confidence which is righteous. Righteousness being a rightness of character which only God Himself possesses. With God comes intrinsic importance because He is important. Because He loves us with an undying love, He includes us in His importance. Jesus was confirmed by the Father, and because He loves us with an everlasting love, and He lives in us, we too are confirmed. Jesus, the manifestation of the everlasting love of God, consented before the foundations of the world to redeem us who believe on His name, the people of God. He united Himself with the nature of the flesh, and yet was sinless, that He might come near to us and dwell with us, and that He might be a true husband to us in all love, kindness, and friendship. He is committed to our welfare and our relationship with God. His love literally keeps us, for we are His and His alone. In John 17:6, Jesus prayed to the Father, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me." In His everlasting love, God found His people ready to perish forever in the cruel, relentless grip of sin and death. He knew we had the sentence of death in ourselves. He proved His love by His willingness to suffer and willingness to give, drawing near to us, for love seeks to be near the object of its affection. And we are the object of the affection of God. He willingly brings to us His counsel of peace without reserve. Psalm 63:3, "Your loving kindness is better than life." Today, again, God comes near to us and says, "Live," and we are alive in Him. Whatsoever God says becomes reality. If He spoke it, then it is so. As He gives love to us, we are enabled to love as Jesus loved. He drew us out from among the dead, out from the thick dark with ropes of love. We can sing with a renewed heart, "Draw me away, I will run after you. My King has brought me into His chambers. I will be glad and rejoice in you, Lord my God, and I will remember your everlasting love more than wine." To see the love of God trampled underfoot makes water run from my eyes. For to know Him is to love Him who first loved us and died for us. We shall not fear, for there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. It bears saying again, we love Him because He first loved us. Do you know the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ? Do you know the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit? Do you know He is with us to the ends of the earth? And I mean really, really know it. Not just something said so we can sound all spiritual-like. Come go with me to the mountain of the Lord, inhabit all your space in safety and in the thick, everlasting, extravagant love of God. Come, let us know beyond all doubt, fear, and ignorance the breadth, length, and depth and height of the love of Christ, which is infinitely beyond our knowledge, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you believe you can know that?